Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
It's the Morning Mess. It's time for another one. It's time for a staycation setup. This one, guys. Listen, we're going to talk to Christina. She actually thinks her boyfriend, Justin, is cheating with his ex-boyfriend. So, an entangled man. We're going to keep that around for the next year or so. Christina, so explain your boyfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, we've been together for 4 months, so kind of fresh. But he was actually with a guy before me named Luke.
And you knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't like a secret or anything. But ever since he and I started dating, his ex-boyfriend has been lurking.
What do you mean lurking?
He would kind of like pop up once in a while when we went official on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, like, in the beginning, he wasn't really, like, commenting and stuff on his Facebook, but now I'm seeing all sorts of comments on my boyfriend's pictures.
Okay, so real quick, if I just can, just because some of this is kind of getting a little confusing, what's your boyfriend's name, and then what's his ex-boyfriend's name?
So his ex-boyfriend's name is Luke, and my boyfriend's name is Justin.
Okay, and so Luke has been creeping on Justin's stuff.
Yeah. And it's been kind of, like, recent. It wasn't really like that in the beginning. But, for instance, like, he'll have a picture, and Luke will leave a comment that has, like, a, you know, like, the emoji with the heart eyes.
That's definitely, like, flirting and maybe being a little bit inappropriate, but yeah. I don't know how that's cheating.
If it was just, like, comments and stuff, I would be annoyed. But what kind of made me start to think that is that Luke's been posting pictures of himself at Justin's apartment.
Okay.
So you think they might be throwbacks, or you think that he's throwing out his bag?
Oh, my God.
Is that the assumption?
I know they're not throwbacks, and the reason why is because he just got a new couch, and in the pictures, the new couch is in them.
So man. Do you hit your boyfriend up and saying, what the hell, your ex-boyfriend's over?
I asked him, but he said that he hasn't seen him since they broke up.
Okay, but it's a blatant lie, and you obviously know that. I mean, I know why you're calling us, but you didn't take this any further with your boyfriend?
I didn't, no. My thinking is that you guys could call up his ex and see what he says instead of calling up my boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you want to do a side dude staycation setup? Is that what we call this?
A side piece staycation?
Yeah, a side piece. I like that, a side piece. So you don't want to call your boyfriend. You want to call his ex-boyfriend and see if he wants to take your new boyfriend to a romantic stay. I think, Anish, when you're talking to him, maybe have a little conversation with the guy and see how serious he is and maybe try to get some history with him and Justin. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Okay.
Like, ask him, like, how long you been together? Is this an anniversary? How long you been? You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Trying to get some stuff off him.
Okay. I can try to do that, girl.
Because if you call Luke, you could just say he wants to, but that doesn't mean that Justin is going to go.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Okay, got you.
All right, Christina. All right, we're going to remix just for you, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, throwing a little twist at you with a side piece staycation setup. Solemn next with the Morning Mess. It's your Morning Mess with a crazy, I guess, side piece staycation setup. In the middle of it, we spoke to Christina, concerns that her boyfriend Justin is cheating on her with his ex-boyfriend. Now, to preface this, she knew that he was bisexual. He had a boyfriend before, but she's been noticing that his ex-boyfriend has been leaving little comments on his socials and even some of his pictures his ex-boyfriend's been posting up. She can tell it's her new boyfriend's apartment because he just got a new couch.
Girl.
So they're not throwback pictures, Christina. You know they're pictures as of late.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the couch is so new that there's no way they could be old pictures.
God, that's so annoying. And that's obviously to show you that he's still stepping on the relationship. I know you had talked to your man. He's still denying it. So we're going to actually call up your boyfriend's ex and do the side piece staycation setup right now.
Okay, thanks, guys.
No, absolutely not. Now, Anish, I think you got to put a little work on this. If you're calling his ex-boyfriend, you know, you just offer him, who do you want to put in the restoration? I think you got to get a little insight, like how long has been in dating and try to get some more out of him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just because he puts her boyfriend on doesn't mean that he's cheating.
No, that's a great point. I was thinking that, too, because, like, maybe he's just trying to get at him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're smart.
Okay.
You got your work cut out.
Okay.
All right, let's see if Justin's cheating on Christina with Luke. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Luke?
Who's this?
Hi, Luke. Well, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in a penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was calling to set you up for your reservation, but I wanted to congratulate you for being our winner.
I'm confused. Like, I won this? I just get a penthouse suite?
That is correct. So we're basically working off of an online database right now. And with our partnerships with Google and Yelp, we just need you to stay with us and review it on Google and Yelp. It's as simple as that.
So if I stay with you guys, how much is the deposit?
Oh, well, there's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the weekend stay. It's just a romantic weekend. I get a few questions answered from you, and then you're good to go. It's really amazing.
Seriously, that's it? That's all there is?
That's 100% everything, Luke. And since I do have you on the phone, can I get the reservation set up with you right now?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, Luke, thank you so much for that. Let me get started. My first question for you is, with this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. So if you have something you'd like to write down, I can do that whenever you're ready.
Yes. Put finally outside the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure you've been cooped up with everything that's been going on this year.
Oh, you don't even know.
I mean, I'm glad that you get a chance and you're using that opportunity with us. Do you mind me asking how long you've been with your person?
Sure. So we've been on and off for a while now, but I mean, we've been steady for like the last 6 months.
Congratulations. It's actually part of the reservation, but do you mind me asking what is the full name of your guest of honor?
Yes, his name is Justin.
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
I knew it.
Hey, Luke, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess, and you got Justin's girlfriend, Christina, on the line.
Oh, no.
What?
So you're seriously f***ing him in his home? Like, you go over to his house, you're still seeing him? Are you serious? Like, how f***ing dare you? You never even gave us a chance to, like, make it.
Oh, gosh.
Girl, you don't even deserve one.
Oh.
I've already told your ass to back off, and you didn't.
He broke up with you. Literally, it was over. You're the one that needs to back off.
We were at a break.
Oh, my God!
Doesn't mean you get to swoop in while my man is at his weakest and take advantage of him, okay?
Is that what you did, though?
I didn't. Like, he can speak for himself. He's a grown-ass man. Like, okay. He wanted to be with me. That's ridiculous.
Okay, so, Luke, let's just be clear about something here. Were you broken up with Justin when everything went down with Christina and they ended up starting to date and whatnot?
No, we were on a break. All right, we were just taking a break.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds like this guy, Justin, likes to finagle the bagel and the banana.
Oh,
this
my
part.
God!
He's just being greedy at this point.
Wow.
But you understand, Luke, that he's with her, so you don't mind being the side piece? Because he's still with her at the same time.
She's the side piece.
Wait, so Christina, it sounds like you're only mad at Luke here. Are you not mad at your boyfriend at all?
I mean, I'm pissed, like, kind of just done with the whole situation. Like, he can have him. I wanted to be with Justin, but I didn't want to be with Luke and Justin.
Oh,
so at this point, I'm just done.
Okay.
Luke, would you want to be with Christina and Justin?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I only swing one way.
You finagle bananas.
Okay, and that's fine. All that stuff is your business. But, I mean, Luke, do you even feel bad about this?
No, I don't feel bad about this at all. Their love has a time limit, okay?
Honestly, like, enjoy your life because you're so full of it, and both of you can just go and enjoy it.
Well, he's full of it because he's still messing with Justin.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think is better?
Oh, my gosh.
No, we don't need to talk about these details because my girl here just found out that she got cheated on.
That's true. Christina, what can you do with your left hand?
Whoa!
I mean, like, swiping, because if you're going to be single, you can be on Tinder just swiping left and right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm not even worried. Like, they can have each other. I'll be just fine.
Okay, well, you just dumped your boyfriend, so while you're swiping, Justin, I guess you'll be wiping off.
Oh, my God!
With Justin.
Okay.
You're the winner.
Okay.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Joey!
Chicken wiener. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Congratulations, Luke!
You know what? You guys.
You heard that?
Now he's hitting on you. I did hear that.
Oh, no!
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.